It's 93.9 WKYS, your hip-hop and R&B station inside the 93 days of summer. Your girl, Miss Mama, in for Shorty the Prince. And I have him on the line. As you know, he is from St. Louis. And as soon as he heard about the tragedies that was going down, he just flew right out there. So I got my bro on the line. Hey, Shorty.
What's up, Mama? You holding it down. What's up with it?
Thank you very much. I appreciate
What's
that.
What's up?
Okay, so for the last past couple of days, it's been absolutely crazy out there in St. Louis with the whole shooting of the young man, Mike Brown. Can you let us know of the exact events that are taking place that you are seeing with your own eyes down there?
Really, people just want justice, man. People don't want this to be another, another failed verdict, another pattern, man. So people are lashing out right now, which, of course, isn't the right thing to do. But it's a lot of the young adults, a lot of people who was Mike age, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the people who peacefully protesting, but then you got a lot of knuckleheads out here too, who just taking advantage of the situation in order to do some stuff that they would do anyway. You know, they just looking for another lick to hit. You know, because I can guarantee a lot of these people out here stealing stuff. They ain't stealing it for the family. They say they doing it for Mike, but they ain't doing it for their family, man. These people out here, like it happened in Ferguson. I'm from the South Side out here. South Side, the whole opposite side of town. They broke in the shoe carnival on the South Side last night. Like that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow, that is absolutely crazy. Now, you know, social media has really played a big part in this whole thing as far as the shooting of Mike Brown and pictures of police throwing tear gas and everything. But I just know that there are peaceful things that are happening out there in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, man. That's another thing, too. I don't really like how, they making it look. I understand, you know, you got a few people out here. Like, I've seen more of the riot stuff than the peaceful protest stuff. You looking on the news, you won't even know that there's actually some peaceful protests going on where people are showing up, not being violent with their signs. You know, they're saying what needs to be said, you know, for however long they need to be out there and everything. And, certain protests haven't escalated to that point. I don't like the way they're showing it like that, man. St. Louis, you know, looking like a war zone or something, you know, and that's crazy. How it's looking like that, like my city looking like that, you know what I'm saying? But it is a lot of people out here on some peaceful protests that just won't, you know. And then what kind of upset me is that they just released the photos of the people who was out here looting, you know, real quick in a hurry, but they still haven't released the photo or the name of that cop. You know.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I am happy that there are a lot of peaceful things that are taking place down there in St. Louis. I mean, because just as you said, you know, we are seeing a lot of bad things on our social media and on our news and, you know, just pictures and videos. And I think that we need to be reminded of the peaceful people out there in St. Louis that are really trying to bring up the spirit and lift up the spirit so that justice can be served in a much peaceful way. I thank you so much, Shorty. Now, Shorty will return on air tomorrow.
I'm going to be back tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. And as always, make sure you send our DMV love all the way out there to St. Louis. Shorty, we appreciate you so, so much. And I'll see you back home in the DMV tomorrow. Crank Session is up next with DJ Joe. Keep it locked right here. It's KYS.